You were calling me again, though?
Yeah, I tried the second time, because as soon as I saw that Java thing come over, it intercepted it. And then I couldn't get through. I heard you say hello, but then it shut it off. Can you imagine? Anyway, what I want to say is...
Well, what that means is they've got a specific device to record our conversations.
Right. Anyway, because I've clued into all this. I've broken into their code system, you know, because I was knowledgeable about the codes way back when, you mm-hmm. know, from the time I was a teenager. Mm-hmm. But anyway, where you see the this Oswald, and it's been pointed out before, is right on if you put Bing as your Google search and put images of three tramps. It's the first photograph.
All right, give me a minute.
Okay.
I just did a search on Bing, images of three tramps, and it brought me to...
Yeah, you just bring up Bing, and then you put in the box that Bing
Okay.
Images of three tramps.
Okay, just a minute.
Because if you put it different, you know, like some of the search engines won't put that first one. They've cut it off where this Oswald is. Now, what's very, very...
Just hang on a second. Okay.
Okay, so it's the first photograph. You see...
The one on the left? The one on the left?
On the left side. You see Chuck Rogers or Charles Frederick Rogers or however you want to call him, right?
Right.
Is the first, then, you know, if it's Charlie Harrison, and if you're calling Chauncey Holt, the last one, then there's the guy in a suit with a tie, and then you see a cop, and then you see what could be Oswald talking to the cop. See that?
I gotta expand it. Hang on a minute.
Now, I found some really, really clear shots of it. And what was very important is Colonel Fletcher Prouty was a friend of Len Osick, the guy that...
Osanek,
right, who does Black Op that you were on. I watched for the first time yesterday. I had a marathon of watching, I think it was 25 of them or 24 of them, and I was so tired because I was trying to...
What do you mean, 25? You mean 25 of the ones he's got the 50
segments, yeah. Now, Fletcher Prouty in his segment, he's been on a few of the segments, mentioned something very important about the arrest. He said it could have been, I don't know if he used the word staged, but the timing, this is what's so important. It was Chauncey Holt who said that they were in that boxcar till approximately 2. Well, at what point was Oswald arrested? Then Prouty said something very important.
He was arrested at 1:50.
1:50.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, what's important is Prouty said that the arrest of these three tramps could have been staged prior to, or he says before, the hit Kennedy. All is a stage show, just like, you know...
Well, I think that's highly unlikely.
Okay. Now, were the people herded out of the area right behind Dealey Plaza? Because the people would have been all over this big time, right? So the question mark is, when was this photograph taken? And when you look at the arrest record of the three tramps, mm-hmm. you can't make out the time. I defy anyone to...
Well, they weren't actually booked.
No, they weren't actually booked, but when you see the arrest record, supposedly they were in detention for 4 days.
No.
That's what true. Some of the shit, this is part of the misinformation that's coming out.
Well, all right, it's misinformation. They had a little chat and they let him go, that's all.
That's right, that's all.
Yeah.
So what's so important is the time. Take a look at the arrest record because it's all screwy. They put, you know, false names that weren't Charles Rogers. They put different names in there. But they put the time and they kind of like put a pencil or pen or whatever scratching through that you can't tell if it's 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock or whatever clock. But they had to, you know, come up with some timing. And no one's ever said, at what point was this photograph taken? Because if that's, you know, it looks like Oswald in the background. Doesn't
Are you talking about on the corner?
Yeah, on the corner.
He's too tall to be Oswald. Oswald was 5'10". This guy looks taller than that.
Taller than that?
Yeah.
Okay, because that looks like Oswald there. So the whole thing is, you know, what time was this photograph taken? I've found references to, they say, that Oswald's still talking to...
Well, the shadows, somebody who knows how to read the shadows should be able to tell us what time it was taken. Those shadows are all consistent, and they tell us what time it was.
Is that right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, because no one's put a time when these photographs were taken.
You can time it very precisely based on the shadows.
Yeah. Anyway, it was very important. You know, were there two Oswalds? Where was, you know, the real Oswald? Is Oswald the real person, the cadaver in the morgue? Everything should
well,
be
I
looked
got,
at.
Well, I got his autopsy. That was a real Oswald.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, because that lawyer in London made long time... procedure to get cadaver taken out.
This shows how ridiculous it is. They've got these phony tramps who weren't at all the people who were there. How ridiculous.
Yeah, but anyway, what's so important is why Nelson Thal has been, a buff or whatever for JFK. It's part and parcel of who paid. You know, who was the paymaster and who gained from killing Kennedy? He didn't want this shit to come out. Now, who came to Nelson's house was Mark Gain, right? That's in Dick Russell's book, The Man Who Knew Too Much. Mark Gain was a Canadian foreign correspondent, and Nagel was alleging he was a Soviet agent. He had this alias Joseph Kramer. Now, he would be talking... In Nelson's house all the time with the father. This Jew. Other than the fellow that I met was that Schoeneman, Ralph Schoeneman.
Yeah, I know. You've talked to me about him before.
Yeah, it was very important. So if you put Ralph Schoeneman.
I know Schoeneman. You've told me.
Yeah, he wanted to get. The medical records. There was a big fight, even, you know, in there. So I say he's the mole that was in the Garrison's office.
Well, you're probably right.
I doubt whether Garrison would hand Lenny Bloom the, you know, Zapruder film. But this guy would steal it for him, right? Jesus Christ. So one, you know, like, Nelson was high on coke all the time. He called me at 3 in the morning, gave me sleep deprivation for the goddamn 3 years that I was...
There's a lot of bad stuff in this photo series about the tramps, a lot of really bad stuff.
Yeah, so, you know, we have to see, like, what has been removed, what hasn't, what has been put in, the timing. No one's even...
Yeah.
Time aspect of all this stuff.
Well...
It's mind-blowing.
Yeah,
anyway, what happened was Nelson yelled up one day, why shouldn't we rule the world? We're smarter. I said, oh, fuck, I see now. Your father was the one who was one of the biggest, senders of his money that he made from the Toronto Star to Ben-Gurion with the foundations. I was so put off, you know, once I got a handle on who the fuck Nelson was, by just Googling the internet myself. And I found that the father was being watched by the Canadian government as a Soviet spy because he's a Khazar Jew. Oh, Jesus Christ. It all comes out, you know. It's the Rothschilds that it goes all down to in this Louis Bloomfield and all these guys. But that Chauncey Holt puts it right into Meyer Lansky. Meyer Lansky was, officially a saint there, or not a saint or whatever. He had a major funeral when he died. So who was their allegiance to all the time? Bottom line is very important. Clyde told me Meyer Lansky, he knew that much, but he didn't get into the Rothschild. So I started enlightening the idiot, right, about who said what when, and that he didn't know the paymaster. I said, your cousin got the money in Mexico City, the one installment, but... what were you paid, all of you, for killing JFK? He wanted me, can you believe it? Nelson wanted me, Clyde wanted me to kill Harper. He wasn't Prime Minister of Canada. And what Clyde says to me, Haley Otis, I thought you'd never ask, because I said, when do I do my first hit? You know, he always thought that I was right behind him. The next day I called everyone from the FBI to the CIA to Harper's office to the RCMP. Okay. And then they sent an RCMP, or supposedly were going to send an RCMP guy to interview me, and that guy was killed in Haiti. So I tell you, they killed anyone that was supposed to get the info on the stuff that I had, including cops, RCMP. So... no end to this stuff. But anyway, I shouldn't even talk to you about this stuff. It's heavy. It's heavy, heavy stuff. But anyway, have a good night. I just wanted to say that.
Okay, you too, Haley. Take care.
All right.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.